Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this call to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends, so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, use your imagination. Use your imagination. Now, when you think about imagination, it's hard not to think about children, because who has a better imagination than a little child? I can remember when I would have my children draw pictures for me. They go and they color and they come back and they draw a picture of a blue elephant or a pink buffalo or you name it. You never knew where it would end, but it showed the limitless capacity of where their minds could think. Now, you know, as it relates to imagination and thinking big, it's also important in this Christian life, because the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 and 20 that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God wants us to have big thoughts and big dreams and big plans. Remember, the Bible says in Joel 2 and 28 that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that our sons and daughters would prophesy, the old men would dream dreams, and the young men would see visions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we cannot go further than what we can imagine in our minds. If we can believe it, then obviously, of course, we can see it and we can make it come to pass. Our God will allow that power to operate through us. So what do we do to grow our thought processes? And what do we do to get our minds right, so much so that we know that there is nothing impossible unto us? The BIG acronym is where we'll begin today, and it's our 3 points on how we should think in order to become what God wants us to be. That B in our BIG acronym reminds us of the importance of belief. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that importance of belief. Many times when something wrong happens, we typically ask the question, why us? But when something good happens, we seldom ever ask, why not us? My friends and neighbors, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We deserve all his goodness. We deserve all his kindness. We deserve the things that he showers on us. Therefore, we've got to believe not only in ourselves, but we've got to believe in everything that God has placed around us that is going to propel us to victory. Remember, all Moses had was a staff in his hand. God was able to use that. All David had was 5 smooth stones. God used those 5 smooth stones. And by the same token, my friend, he can also use everything around us. The Bible says in Mark 9 and 23, if we can believe, all things are possible to him that can believe. We discover in Mark 11, 22, Jesus encourages us to have faith in God, or to embrace the faith of God. You think about it. Ask a 6-year-old what they want to be when they grow up. And they may say an astronaut, and then a president, and then a teacher, and then a doctor. And then after that, they want to go and get an island, and they'll live on that, and they'll sit on it until they get old, and they think old is 35. Well, you think about that, my friends. That child doesn't believe that they cannot accomplish all those things. They've allowed their imagination just to run wild and say, yes, you can do it. You can become an astronaut, a president, a teacher, a doctor, all at the same time. Well, my friends and neighbors, think about what we can do with the power of belief that we've got. We can believe on God and recognize that, yes, he can pull the worst person out of the worst situation. Yes, we can believe that he can heal bodies. Yes, that we can believe that he can restore minds and fix hearts. Yes, we can believe that there is nothing that God cannot do. All things are possible to him that believes. That I, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of input. Yes, input is the belief is really a byproduct of input, because what goes into our mind typically determines what we believe. If we listen to scientific studies and research and doctors' reports, we'll believe them sooner or later. If all that goes into our mind is the negativity that's on the news every week and every day, then we'll believe negativity over the course of time. That's why I love the input that goes into a child's mind. If you want to know the source of a child's imagination, just watch what they look at on TV. Remember when we were growing up as kids, we watched a cartoon called Tom and Jerry, where we believed that a mouse could actually beat up a cat. And then we watched Sesame Street, and Sesame Street featured a 6-foot talking yellow bird and a cookie monster. Yes, my friends, and if they're watching television today, many of them watch SpongeBob, which is a talking sponge that lives underwater and has a job as a cook in a restaurant. restaurant. Now, how off the wall is that? My friends and neighbors, the difference is that input is going to structure a person's imagination. By the same token, I challenge you, my friends, to input nothing but the goodness of God into our minds. Once we do that, then we win. Remember, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:6 that the words which God commands us shall be in our heart, that we should teach them diligently to our children. We should talk about them when we sit in our house and when we walk by the way, when we lie down and when we rise up. This is all about input. If the word is in our heart and in our mind and we're talking about it and walking and talking about it and thinking about it when we lay down and thinking about it when we rise up again, yes, my friends, then it will change our imagination. Remember what we learned in Joshua 1:8, that the book of the law should not depart out of our mouth, but we should meditate therein day and night. Why? That we may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then we'll make our way prosperous and then we will have good success. Yes, my friends and neighbors, what goes in our mind is going to shape what we do. And that brings us to the G in our big acronym, which simply means go for it. Once we have input the best things in our mind, once we have believed that the power of God is real and alive in us, then it's time for us to go for it. I remember when I was around 12 or 13 years old, Kung Fu movies were very popular. And we'd watch these Kung Fu movies every Saturday afternoon. And man, they had thousands of them, it seemed. And we would go outside and then practice the moves that we saw on television. And I actually had friends who taught themselves Kung Fu from watching and practicing what they saw on TV every day. I mean, they were dangerous with it. And as a result, by the same token, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that we should go for it. When was the last time you made a bold move and said, you know what? I know that I can pray for people and I can see God move in their life. When was the last time you picked up the phone and called somebody and said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to talk to that person who I thought that I had almost given up on. And I'm going to tell them how much God loves them. And I'm going to pray with them. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to give up on them. I'm going to continue to encourage them and lift them up and go to work and do the things that God has called us to do. My friends and neighbors, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.